All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with some fresh women, so let's get started. At the very least, I have to thank her for last night. This place looks quite different during the day.
Hello. You're finally awake. Gabby said you wanted to see me.
I did. I wanted to talk about the job offer you made me before. I was wondering if it still stood.
Are you interested in the work, or is it just that you need a place to stay?
I really need this job.
Right. Work here ends very late every night. Do you have any time commitments?
Only my classes, but they're during the day.
Do you have any means of getting around?
Not really.
No buses come this way until dawn. However, we have a room available for you whenever you need it.
Sounds good. I'll take the job.
Good. Here's what I need from you. Hell's Angels is looking for a management assistant to be in charge of finances. I'm well aware that you're in business school, and you already have a good idea of how things work around here. So I think you'll be perfect for the job.
Oh, that'd be great. It'll be nice working inside the field I'm studying.
Basically, you're going to balance the company accounts, keep track of cash in, cash out, that sort of thing. But I would also like you to take care of the organization side of things. Events, scheduling, and so on.
Okay, I think I might be able to manage.
You think?
I mean, yeah, you can count on me.
Any questions?
I don't think so. But actually, at the current juncture, I'd really like to see the room you have for me. I didn't get much sleep last night. It'd be nice to be able to get some rest in a bed that I can call mine, preferably.
Let's go then. I'll show you to your room. And welcome to the Hell's Angels team.
Finally waking up in a room I can call my own. It feels like so long since I left my mom's house. Mom, sooner or later I'm gonna have to tell her what happened. Just not today. I think I deserve a few days to get things back to normal. And so it went for quite some time. Classes continued, and soon I had a stack of homework to do. Some classes were easier, while others, not so much. I felt like one way or the other, Professor Watson was going to single me out. After all, she did threaten me. She wasn't going to let my rant go overlooked. Whatever she's got in mind, it's time to pay the piper.
Hey, someone wants to see you in the secretary's office.
It's on.
Hold on one moment.
Yes, Professor Watson?
I have no idea what it may be about. But if it's some sort of punishment they have in store for you, know that I'll be enjoying every minute of it.
Sure. Whatever that means. Friendly, isn't she? Hello, I was asked to come by.
Oh, yeah. You, right?
In the flesh. But, where's Janine?
Since this is a rather delicate matter, I decided to handle it personally. I'm Donna, the Vice Dean. I see you've applied for student housing at Minerva Bay College, and I wanted to tell you that we don't have any openings right now. But if it's urgent, we've partnered up with a few hotels that we could get in touch with.
Oh, right. That issue's actually already been settled. I found a new place to live.
Great. Could you tell me where that might be?
I wrote it down on a scrap of paper here.
Huh. Okay, then.
So, can I go?
Not so fast. I have to verify it's a real address.
Of course it's a real address.
So you won't mind if I check real quick?
Do as you please.
Looks real. I just need to see...
What's this? Is this really where you live?
Is there a problem with that?
Isn't this the address for... Do you, by chance, know what goes on there?
What, is it a club?
That place is hardly a club, and you know it.
I do, but how do you?
Everyone knows what people say about that place. We cannot have our students associated with an establishment like that.
Why not? It's just a job.
You work there too?
Oh god, I'm going to be sick.
Look, you asked me for an address and I gave you one. We're done here.
We are far from done, sir.
If you really cared about where your students lived, you would have helped me when I asked for it. The Hell's Angels were there for me.
We don't care about where you live. We care about what you do.
What I do? Wait a minute. What exactly do you think goes on there?
I know there are girls there. And men go there to... Well... It's not appropriate to talk about such things at college.
It sounds ironic. Ma'am, do you have any idea what students do at educational institutions like this? If it's sex you're worried about, I assure you that someone's probably getting it on in a random hallway as we speak. Plus, there are even Hell's Angels who go to school here.
What? Who?
I can't recall a name at the moment.
Doesn't matter. I'll hunt them all down. Mark my words. Your reign of impurity ends here. I will not let the likes of you further contaminate the minds of students at this institute. I'm going to investigate this personally. If what you are alleging is true, there will be severe consequences for everyone involved.
What? What consequences?
If I have proof of anyone doing sexual activities at this college...
Is this woman serious? It's college.
Everyone involved will be expelled.
Because they fucked? Expelled?
You may go, but you will be hearing from me.
Okay, I'll be off then. Late to class and all. Bitch. Fuck. Looks like class is over. What the fuck was that all about anyway? Jesus. Wow. Who's that girl with Gabby? I'm gonna look at her. The one with the abs? Oh, I like her.
Hey, get over here. I want to introduce you to our new colleague.
Hey, Abby.
This is Jessup. She'll be working with us from now on.
Working with us at Hell's Angels? Oh, right. Gabby was recruiting more people.
Hey, pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine.
I'm looking forward to getting started. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Gabby spoke very highly of the place. What did you think about it?
Well, with you on the team, our success is guaranteed.
You're adorable.
Well, I gotta go, but I'll be seeing you, right?
Sure, see you.
See ya.
So, what was it that took you so long? You all right?
Yeah, they just wanted to check up on a few things.
Ah, glad that was all. I'm off to hell, angels. Want to tag along?
Actually, I was thinking of stopping by the bank and running a few errands for the villa before heading back.
Wow, look at you! All serious about your new job? Trying to land a promotion to manager already?
That's the plan!
Is that so? Then I really think you should come with me.
What do you mean? Do you want me to come with you to recruit some other girls or something? I mean, me? Really? Are you asking me to get them to work with us too? Are you insane?
If you intend to be manager one day, you need to understand every facet of the business. Besides, the bank doesn't close until 5. You have plenty of time. Follow me to the library. I need to show you how recruitment works.
I'm gonna be recruiting girls to work at Hell's Angels? I'm not sure I'm up for the task. I imagine it's different than just flirting. Maybe if...
Come on! Hey! Back to reality! Stop overthinking this!
Overthinking?
That's our mark over there.
Are you sure? She seems so well behaved.
I'm 100% sure. She's looking for work, and from what I've heard of her, she meets our standards. Her name is Sherry. Go talk to her.
Me? Are you absolutely sure? Nobody else here.
I am. In her case, I think a masculine approach will work like a charm.
But I don't...
Just go!
Do the thing, sir. Hey, Sherry, right?
That's right. And you're... Yes?
Yeah, that's me.
I saw you at the frat party. You were wearing a rather peculiar swimsuit. That was you, right?
Yeah, I got pranked by a friend.
Quite the prank.
Okay, I need to think up a good approach. I can't fuck this up. Well, I heard you're in need of work, and I have a job offer for you.
A job offer? What sort of job?
It's at a club. A nightclub, specifically. A lot of girls are working there, you know.
What?
Uh-oh.
No way am I doing that sort of work.
Hold on, let's try this again. You know, I just saw you over here studying, and, you're quite stunning.
Thank you.
You got the kind of beauty that could make you a good deal of money.
What do you mean?
I'm looking for a girl, someone just like you, for a job that's opened up. If you're available, I'd love to talk details.
I'm quite open, and I could really use some cash. What would I have to do?
My friend Gabby over there would be better with the explanation. Gabby?
Hey, Sherry. My name's Gabby. Let me fill you in on the job. Good start. Color me impressed. You go do your thing. I'll take over from here.
I was actually going to do it discreet first. Okay, bye, girls.
Bye.
Let me start by saying I absolutely adore your outfit.
So, where's that bank again? Where it always was. I better run if I want to get there before it closes. Luckily, the bank's not too far from the mall. Now that I'm done with the boring part of the job, I think I could use a break. I could grab a coffee, seeing Alyssa won't be a bad idea either. Normally, coffee and Alyssa would mean going to the same place, but now... What the...
Hi!
Hey, Alyssa, what are you doing here? I mean, this is a bank, so you could have many reasons to be here.
You're wondering why I'm not at the cafe, right?
Precisely. Not that I'm complaining. Actually, I was about to come and see you.
Unfortunately, you wouldn't have found me if you had gone. I don't work there anymore. I actually came here to deposit my final check.
Wow, seriously? What happened?
I guess I'll have to fill you in on all that. By the way, sorry I haven't been in touch. These last few days have been so crazy.
You too, huh? I think we got a lot to catch up on.
Sure do, especially regarding the ball.
Finished with everything?
Yep. How about you?
All done. How about we go for a walk?
So, about the ball, how was it there? Did you manage to find out more about your father?
Yeah, but that's kind of a long story. In the end, I wasn't able to watch your dance group perform. How'd it go?
Well, we did what we could, but I don't think it was enough.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fine. We did our best, and that's what matters.
But wait, you said the performance was going to be key to success for the success of the dance studio, and now you're not working at the cafe anymore.
Yep, things aren't looking so good. I have my work cut out for me. But that's what we do. We live to fight another day.
I'm sure things will work out. After all, it's you we're talking about. Keep up the attitude.
In fact, I'm already working on a plan. I found a new place where I'd like to set up my studio. It'll be a little more expensive, but it'll give us more visibility. I'm headed there now. If you have some time, I'd love to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, I think I have some time to offer my professional opinion.
I really would appreciate it.
Lead the way.
This is the place.
Wow, it's huge. How are you going to manage a place like this all by yourself?
I'm not, dummy. There are other studios and classes being held here. The idea is to be part of something bigger.
A change of scenery, yeah?
Exactly. A change of scenery. Let's go inside.
Oh, do you already have the keys?
Yep, they gave me the keys so I could have a look around.
Won't we get in the way of someone's class if we go in there now?
That's the best part of the deal. They're still in the process of renting out the rooms, so the place is still closed. We can go in and look around as much as we'd like. I do have to return the keys later this evening. But for now, we have the place all to ourselves. Come with me.
The place all to ourselves, huh? So this is it, huh?
Not quite it. Like I said, there are many other classes going on here. The sports and dance section is over here.
Wow, you can really get a feel of this place. Can you show me your studio? Wow. Seems quite suited for dance, not even mentioning all the equipment they have. Is the locker room also this fancy?
Why? Feeling tired and hoping for a warm shower?
Well, you know, professional consulting work is pretty exhausting. But hey, if you do move down here, what's going to happen in the place where you like to sit and watch the moon?
I didn't even think of that. The roof was like my safe space. Going up there and watching the moon helped me work through a lot.
It ended up being one of my favorite places, too.
I guess I'll just have to find a new special place.
Are you sure this is a step that you're ready to take?
It's just a change of scenery, right? I think that's the whole reason why I'm moving the studio out here.
true. Things are bound to change from time to time.
Speaking of change, I think there's a full moon tonight.
Really? Do you think we can see it from here?
I'm not sure. But you know what that means, right?
It's the perfect time to look for a new place for you to unwind?
Exactly!
Will it be okay for us to hang around here?
Sure, the place is ours tonight.
Okay then, let's begin our search.
I remember there being a place around here with these huge windows.
Sounds like a good place to take in the moonlight. Where was it, though?
I think I remember seeing windows somewhere in that direction.
What's over there?
I don't know. Let's find out together.
Wow! Wow! This place is huge!
It is. Looks like someone has been here recently. Sure does look clean, though.
Your chair might look it. Mine, not so much. And look at all this dust on the floor. Are you sure someone's been here?
The sports center shouldn't be open yet. So it could have just been a janitor, no?
If it was a janitor, they did a bad job of cleaning. They didn't even take out the trash.
Trash?
Yeah, look over there.
But if no one but the janitor's been in here, why would there be so much trash?
Besides, the water looks crystal clear. In fact, it looks perfect for a swim.
Feels like the story of the three bears.
What, you think there's a bear in here?
What? No. This just reminds me of the Goldilocks story.
Oh.
Why'd your mind go straight to there being a bear in here?
No reason. It's not like bears are on my mind or anything. By the way, this music's a little soft. Kind of want to bring it up a little bit. Just a little.
Well, in the story, Goldilocks breaks into the house of the three bears, eats their food, sleeps in their beds, and does a bunch of other stuff.
So you think someone broke in?
Maybe. You just said the water's crystal clear. One of the chairs was clean, but the other wasn't. And then there's the garbage.
Someone might have gotten in through a window somehow.
Do you think they might still be here?
It's possible.
Maybe we can find a clue in the trash. Or an open window. What do you want to do?
I'll take a look in the trash can. Can you check the windows?
Leave it to me. If someone turns out to be here, I'll protect you.
I know you will. Let's see what we have here. Takeout food. What's this? Weed. Wait, there's something sticky too. Oh, careful, bro. Careful, bro. Ugh, that's a condom.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. Oh, that's disgusting. Did you find anything?
Yes, actually. A window was open, and I found two sets of footprints leading up to it. From the size of the prints, it seems like a man and a woman.
That explains the weed.
You found weed?
Yup, probably a couple teenagers who broke in to have some fun.
Makes sense. But if there were two people, why'd they clean just one chair?
Or about the condom. Might have something to do with this. Thus, only needing the one chair. I found it in the trash.
Oh my god! Did they come here to have sex?
And smoke some weed.
and smoke weed? Wait, are you really holding that?
Yep, it was an accident.
Oh, I think you might want to wash your hands.
Good idea. I'll be right back. Okay, now what?
Now we wait for the moon.
Not a bad idea. You really think we can see it from here?
I believe so. I heard she's going to be pretty big today.
You're really pretty. Oh yeah, it's a special moon tonight, like a super moon or something?
That's exactly what it is. We're in for a super moon tonight. I wonder if the couple came here because of that.
I think we know why they came here.
Well, yeah. But that doesn't mean they couldn't have gotten a little romantic before, yeah?
If you find it romantic to break into a place.
Good point. Do you think they went for a swim?
I don't know. The water looks freezing cold. What would you do if you were in their place?
I would have liked to go for a swim, but I didn't bring a swimsuit.
Oof. So you wouldn't just jump in?
Like skinny dipping? I don't know.
Strip down and jump into the pool. Oh, it's gonna be...
But I mean, that would be crazy.
Geronimo!
What? What are you doing?
You said you wanted to swim.
Yes, but I'm not getting in there. Not like that. I'll wait for you outside.
That was not a bad idea. That was fun, but yeah.
Hey. What were you thinking about?
Nothing. Where is that moon anyway?
Oh, right. She should show up any moment now. I think we better stand here and watch for her.
I got nothing against that.
Oh, look over there.
What a beautiful moon.
Not bad on the eyes, huh?
Wow, it's like Dracula's moon. Seriously, not bad at all. But here's the question that really matters. Is this better than your old favorite spot?
Does it have to be? A girl can't have two favorite places.
True.
And I like them both equally.
That's an interesting idea. You seem very open to change.
Are you not?
I do think I should maybe open up more. Thanks, Alyssa. You've given me something to think about.
Glad I could help. Wow, it's getting pretty late. I think we better go.
Yeah, you're right. Let's hit the road. Hit the road, Jack. So, what do you think of the place?
I think they need to beef up their security. But I think I've already made a few good memories here. So it's a great start.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I think this is where we say goodbye.
Oh, of course. See you later, Alyssa.
See ya.
Today was a good day. I mean, there was that thing with the associate dean, but I'm sure it won't amount to much. Running into Alyssa at the bank was really cool. It's always fun meeting friends. Speaking of which, I feel like I owe a debt to Dylan. Now's a good time to pay him back.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Hey, Dylan. What you up to tonight?
Nothing, man. I'm just here studying for this stupid test.
I was gonna ask if you wanted to hang out. You won't believe where I'm living now. But if you need to study, we can leave it for another day.
You know what? I think I'm done with studying.
And I'm also done with this one for now. All right, guys, we'll see you back here next year with more Fresh Women Season 2. And I'll make sure to give you guys a heaping helping in January. Make sure that you really get some fresh women. By the way, 100,000 people and growing have bought this game. So it's done very well. Pick it up. Be one of the 100,001. It's probably way over that now. But all right. Anyway, we'll see you next time. And I'm not done. I still got one more. And it's one we haven't done on this little channel ever. So, be right back, and I'll have that for you.